For almost 40 of his 54 years, Jerry Jones has done drugs.
Started with smoking pot, drinking, cocaine, everything, speed, acid. I've done every drug under the sun.
But Jones says he didn't use heroin, and he never took painkillers, that is, until he really needed them. 14 years ago, he broke his neck in a motorcycle accident. In the hospital, he was given the potent painkiller OxyContin.
I got out, and I'm addicted. I was addicted probably the first day they gave it to me because it made me feel good.
He spent the next decade hooked on the pills. They were prescribed freely, he says, and even on the street, there were plenty around if you knew where to look. But as the abuse of painkillers became epidemic, health departments began to keep a closer eye on who was getting prescriptions to prevent doctor shopping for the pills. Supply was down, demand was up, and so were prices. Jones did the math.
Instead of spending $80 on an OxyContin, I could go get a bundle of heroin, 10 bags of heroin, for $100.
Those factors, availability, price, and addiction to painkillers, are big reasons behind the recent surge of heroin use in communities across the state. Jones is from Rome, where just a few years ago, a heroin overdose was big news, says Detective Commander Tim Bates of the Rome Police.
The officers were talking, you know, hey, we had a person who overdosed on heroin, a call for that, can you believe it sort of thing. And now it's progressed to the point of most officers don't even bat an eye at it. It just became a routine call.
3 years ago, Rome police responded to 8 overdose calls. Last year, it was 42. In Oneida County last year, at least 11 people died from heroin overdoses.
Those numbers may not sound like a lot, but we're not a major city here. We're not a major metropolitan area. To us, those numbers are frightening.
The drug's grip on so many people is so strong, says Ray Filo, that the problem won't be solved by simply sending users to prison. Filo is a former police chief who now teaches criminal justice at Utica College.
If you can't address the psychological or physical problem of addiction, you're just going to keep arresting. That's why I say you can't arrest yourself totally out of the problem. So yes, there has to be an enforcement component, and yes, there has to be a prevention component, but there has to be a rehabilitation component.
The public seems to agree. A poll out last week by the Pew Research Center found 2/3 of Americans now favor treatment, not jail, for users of hard drugs like heroin. At the Insight House, a treatment facility in Utica, about 1/4 of new admissions are heroin users. Cheryl Spina runs the day rehab program. She says by the time most people come in, they're desperate.
We assess the person. Sometimes they need detox first. Before they can enter a program. No one going through acute withdrawal wants to sit through a group and listen to other people. They just can't do it.
Spina says some newer medical treatments have been effective in curbing cravings for heroin and other opioid drugs. But she says behavioral therapy remains an important part of recovery. That's been the case for Jerry Jones. As bad as things were for him, a life of bad decisions, he says, they got worse once he turned to heroin.
Not long after, I sold my car. I lost my apartment. I became homeless. I stole from people that actually cared about me and loved me.
Now, after going through rehab, Jones has been clean for 22 months. But he says he still thinks about using every single day. And he does something called playing the tape.
Playing the tape means I look back at what happened when I used heroin. If I play the tape all the way through, homeless, hungry, dirty, a thief, and in jail in the end.
A hard life's hard lesson, and one many others face as the number of heroin users continues to climb. For WAMC, I'm David Shenatry with the New York Reporting Project at Utica College.